Welcome to episode 328 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our exploration of philia or filio love. That's What Friends Are For is a song that was co-written by the legendary songwriter Burt Bacharach. First recorded in 1982 by the rocker Rod Stewart, the best-known version is a 1985 cover by Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder. Billed as a song performed by Dionne and friends, it was recorded as a single to raise awareness about the AIDS crisis. It was a huge hit, topping charts all over the world. It was the number one single of 1986 in the United States and won multiple Grammy Awards. It also raised millions of dollars for AIDS research and prevention. Some notable lines from the song: keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Human beings were created to be relational, and friendships are an important part of our lives. We need friends, people we bond with in mutual affection. But not just any friend will do. Having the right friend is key, and discernment is required. Proverbs 12, verse 26 tells us that the righteous choose their friends carefully. Dionne and friends may have made lots of money singing about what friends are for. However, if we want to really gain insight into true friendship, we have to turn to Scripture. Here is a bonus top 10 list for today. 10 characteristics of a true friend according to God's Word. Number 1, a true friend shows love no matter what. Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Elbert Hubbard once said, a friend is one who knows you and loves you just the same. Grace Pulpit adds that a friend is the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. A true friend is one who welcomes spending time with you. 1 Peter 4 verse 9, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. A true friend engages in what I call cheerful hospitality. Number 2, a true friend gives heartfelt advice, bringing joy to the heart. Proverbs 27, verse 9. Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. And Proverbs 15, verse 22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Number 3, a true friend rebukes when necessary, but the correction is done in love. Proverbs 27, verses 5 to 6, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Number 4, a true friend influences, enlivens, and sharpens. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Proverbs 12, verse 26 adds, one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. A guide, guiding down the right path. Proverbs 22, verses 24 to 25, make no friendship with a man given to anger. Now go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Psalm 13, verse 20 amplifies this point. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. And Hebrews 10, verse 24, and let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works. If you're with the right friend, that friend will influence you, and you will influence that friend to do good works. Number 5, a true friend avoids gossip. Proverbs 16, verse 28, a dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Another version puts it this way. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. In the book of Romans, Paul reveals the sinful nature and lawlessness of humanity, stating how God pours out his wrath on those who reject his laws. Because they turn away from God's instruction and guidance, he gives them over to their sinful natures. The list of sins evident in a depraved person include gossiping and slandering. We see from this passage how serious the sin of gossip is, and that it characterizes those who are under God's wrath. Number 6, a true friend forgives and does not hold grudges. Proverbs 17, verse 9, whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. A true friend is gracious. 1 Peter 4, verse 8 tells us that above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. It's not that you don't recognize that your friend might have wronged you in some way, but you extend mercy, you extend grace, just as Christ did. Colossians 3, verse 13 tells us, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Number 7, a true friend is loyal and trustworthy. Proverbs 18, verse 24, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 11, verse 13 adds, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Here again, we see a reference to slandering and gossiping. Number 8, a true friend helps in times of need. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 to 10 tells us that two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Paul exhorts us in Galatians 6, verse 2 to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. A friend who helps you when you really need help is a true friend. Number 9, true friends share feelings. Romans 12, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Number 10, true friends put Jesus at the center of their relationship. They pray together. They pray for each other. Paul is a great example of this. Philippians 1, verses 3 to 4. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. It was Paul's habit to pray for his friends whenever they crossed his mind. True friends worship the Lord together. Matthew 18, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Amos points out an important principle of friendship. Amos 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Friends are of like mind. The truth that comes from all of this is that friendship is a relationship that is entered into by individuals and is only as good or as close as those individuals choose to make it. Someone has said, if you can count your true friends on the fingers of one hand, you are blessed. A friend is one with whom you can be yourself without fear that he or she will judge you. A friend is someone in whom you can confide with complete trust. A friend is someone whom you respect and who respects you, not based upon worthiness, but based upon a likeness of mind. The greatest friend anyone could possibly have is Christ. He gladly calls us friends. John 15, verse 15, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Father, help us to remember what friends are for and to be the kinds of friends whom you would like us to be. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.